Okay, Pitka Tova, everyone. Today's daf in Mesechet Kiddushin, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Mem Gimel. And we're holding at the bottom of Mem Beis, Omud Beis. And let me just remind you where we're at. So we had the sugyas of how do we know Shlichut, and we found the dinim of Shlichus and Kiddushin and Gerushin, and in the dinim of Truma, which we talked about why we can't learn one from the other, and in the dinim of Korban Pesach. And we tried even learning more than one from one. It didn't work. Okay, so then we moved on to asking, why is it that if we hold that there's shlichus all over, why does the idea of the, when it comes to me'ilah, because we said before that in the case of the me'ilah, we have a violation of what we've said before, because we were asking why it is that the Mishnah says that if somebody sends fire in the hands of a person who has a brain of his own, that then the pikeach is chayev, but isn't he a shliach? And the Gemara answered that there's no such thing as making a shliach for an avera. And the reason was, divrei harav, divrei hatamid, divrei mishomim. So the Gemara asked, but then if that's the case, how do you explain the fact that if a shliach actually does me'ilah, because somebody sent him with money of kodesh to buy something in the makolet, and he fulfills the shlichut, and he buys the right kind of milk, was what we were talking about, that the idea over there is that the one who sent him is chayef. But I thought that we said ain't shliach l'dvar avera. So the Gemara answered, and it's basically what we got up to, that we have a special limud from a gzeirah shava, that it says the word chata'ah, and it says the word chet by truma, and therefore, just like truma is one of the primary shliachs, limudim, me'ilah also has a din of shlichus, even though it's by definition an avera. And we got up to the question of, and then we started this, but I had to stop in the middle because we ran out of time. So let's start again from Venelis Mina. Why don't we learn out from Me'ilah to Kola Terekula that Yesh Liach Ledvar Avera, and that obviously the Torah doesn't think much of our Sfora of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmi, Divrei Mishomi? Answered the Gemara, Mishom Davi Me'ilah V'Shlichut Yad, Shnei Ktuvim Aboim Ke'echad. V'chol Shnei Ktuvim Aboim Ke'echad, Ein Balamdim. Since we have two places that tell us Yesh Liach Ledvar Avera, so it's obvious that only in those places, yesh shliach l'dvar avera, because otherwise, why would the Torah have needed to tell us two separate places? It must be that those two places are special dinim, where yesh shliach l'dvar avera, but indeed everywhere else, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So how do we know those two places? Mi'ilah ha'de'amaran. Mi'ilah, we have our zerah shava, chet chet mitruma. But what about shlichus yad? Where exactly does shlichus yad come from? How do we know that? Betanya. I'll call dvar pesha. So what is that pasuk referring to? That's talking about a case where someone gave a pikadon, and now the person that had the pikadon was keeping his wallet for him and so on. He claims that it was stolen. In reality, he took it. And it says over there that if it comes to court, then we have to take a shvuah. The shvuah is imlo shalach yado bimelechet re'ehu. But the way that the pasuk introduces the claim is, I'll call dvar pesha. What does it mean, dvar? Dvar is usually a remes, even to a dibur. So Beit Shammai Omrim, that's exactly what it means. The moment that that guy that was holding your wallet said to somebody, you know what, I think I'll keep this wallet, looks good. Or even thought in his mind, he wants to keep that wallet. And then something happens to the wallet. A fire breaks out in the house. The wallet is burned. Just because he thought about it, it's already his. And it's if he was shaliach yad, and that's what is called dvar pesha. Even the words itself is sufficient. Now, the Meshech Chochma explains that that doesn't literally mean that if he never did anything, that he's going to be as if he was kainet. It's that if he's kainet at the end, then the kinyan started from when he had made up his mind to do it. And therefore, if an eines occurred between that time and the time that he went out to actually take it. That's how the Meshech Chochma learns, and it brings rayas from various places, including the Sifra, that's what the meaning is. Okay. In any event, Beit Hillel says, that's not what the Pasuk Al Kol Devar Pesha can't be, because it says, the Shvua is Im Lo Shalach Yado. It doesn't say that the Shvua is, I didn't think about it. It says if he didn't do it. So Omru Beit Shammai Lo Beit Hillel, well, it's all very nice, but how are you going to explain the Pasuk of Al Kol Devar Pesha? You can't just ignore it. Omalam Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Yeah, and how are you going to explain the Pasuk of Im Lo Shalach Yado B'Melechet Merayehu, which is, you can't ignore the Pasuk. So do you have an explanation? Says Beit Shammai, of course we have an explanation. The point is like this. If you're going to say, all right, we want you to give the explanation first. If you're going to tell us that he has to say Im Lo Shalach Yado B'Melechet Merayehu, then why does it say Al Kol Devar Pesha? Because if it wouldn't have said Al Kol Devar Pesha, I would have said that only if the person goes and takes your wallet by himself. But suppose he tells somebody else, go take that wallet and put it away in the safe or something, right? So then he would be Pater. But what if he said to Avdo, Velishlucho, therefore Talmud Lomar even saying it, Al Kol Devar Pesha, but it doesn't mean just thinking about it and never having done anything. So this is so this is coming to tell us Yesh Liach Dvar Avera when it comes to a pikudan that the shomer is stealing, right? Okay, so now that means we have two places. One, according to Beis Hillel, of Al Kol Devar Pesha by the case of Shlichus Yad, and one by Me'ila. All right, that's very nice according to Beis Hillel, but what about according to Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai didn't agree that the Pasuk is coming to tell me that you can use a Shliach. Beit Shammai used the Pasuk, Mukmila Lahaikra, B'machshava K'maaseh, that you're chayev immediately. So according to him, you still don't have an answer. Why don't we use Me'ila as a model for all Isurim in the Torah, Yesh Shliach Udvar Avera? Because I have another place, where it's also I can make Nashleik to Mabankecha. Put together Me'ila with the idea of Tvichu Mechira. Remember what they did in Tvichu Mechira. Somebody steals a shor or a seh. And then he goes and he shechts it, or he goes and he sells it. So the special halacha over there is he's got to pay arba, he's got to pay four tzon in place of just the one tzon, and he's got to pay five shor tachas. Wow, that's tremendous. Now, what if he sends somebody else to do the tvicha, huh? So he has somebody else to go ahead and to shecht. Now, is he chayev on the knas or not? Ah, the din is that he is chayev, so that means that yesh liach l'dvar avera for tvichu mechira, and therefore shnei tuvim aboim keechad v'chol shnei tuvim aboim keechad ein melamdim. And what are the two cases? Well, me'ila, we told you. Where's the raya that tvichu mechira? Because omar kro tvacho o mecharo. If you either sold it or you shechted it, okay. Give me a case where you sold it without having anybody else involved. You can't exactly sell anything unless somebody buys it. That's sort of definitive, right? So since you can only do the mechira utilizing somebody who's going to be kena that shor from you, so apparently yesh liach l'dvar avera. The same way that the mechira can be done al yedei acher, apparently by putting it together, tvacho mecharo, then af tvicha al yedei acher. Who's the acher? Hishliach. Devei Rabbi Yishmol Tana. Listen, apparently there's a Kabbalah that Tvichu Mechira is a marker for Yesh Liach L'dvar Avera. So, okay, the Tanakhama learns it from the simple Svara, that you need somebody else to do a sale, and therefore using somebody else to do a Shechita is also Chayav. But the Devei Rabbi Yishmol, they figured out another way. Utvacho o Mechoro. Why does it say O? Say Tvacho u Mechoro. The Vav is also always understood as and or. So since it says, oh, that's coming to be Marba the Shliach, the Ve'chizkiah says, they have another raya. It says, Arbat son tachat son, oh, Chamisha tachat, uses the word tachat twice, which is certainly not important, right? I mean, you could say, Chamisha bakar, yeshalein tachat ashar, ashar ve'arba, tachat aser. What do you have to say? Sorry, Varbat Son. What do you have to say? Tachat Asa, obviously. So the additional Tachat is coming to tell me that even in another case where Shliach does it, you're Chayav. Okay, so both Aliba de Beis Shammai and Aliba de Beis Hillel, we have two or three possible cases, Me'ila, Tvicha Mechira, and possibly even Shlichus Yad, where the Torah went out of its way to teach us, Yesh Shliach Levar Aveira, and therefore we can't use it to be a model for anybody else because we've got two. Well, now wait a minute. Not everybody agrees. Remember that there's a big machlokas about whether Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Kechad is a klal that ain't melamdim. What about according to the Magen Yoma that says it is melamdim? So Ma'ika L'Meimar. Ah, okay. Well, that's a good question. But we have a special model that teaches us Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Where? Goli Rachmana B'Shchut Echutz. It says by Shchut Echutz, Dam Yechashev L'Yishahu, Dam Shafach. Why does it say Le'ishahu? Hahu V'lo Shlucho? So only if the guy himself goes ahead and does the Shchitas Chutz is he Chayav. But if he tells the Shliach to do it, he's Potter. What happened to the Shlichut? Apparently, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And therefore, we have a clear-cut definition in the Torah, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Well, I mean, you have a clear-cut definition, but Shchut Echutz. How do you know to apply that to Kol HaTorah Kula? I mean, you're assuming that we learn it from Shchut Echutz. Okay. But then, I mean, obviously, I'm going to ask you. You could learn from Shchut Echutz the din that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And you can learn from Me'ila or from Tvichu Mechira that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So what makes you choose the din of Shchut Echutz instead of utilizing Me'ila for the model? Ah, because this is all from the Parsha that we read today. So the idea over here is that it says again, Dam Yechasheva Ishahu, V'nichrata Ishahu. Why do you have to say twice Ishahu? It could have said Dam Yechashev L'Ishahu V'nichrat Mi'amav. Since it mentions again V'nichrat Ishahu, therefore, Imenu in Legufo, it's obviously not telling us anything new about Shchut Echutz itself. T'neuin in Kol HaTorah Kula. So that means that the Torah has given us a model and told us, use this as your model. So we now know from Shchut Echutz, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So that's very interesting because, I mean, first of all, remember that that means that the Svara of Divrei Rava, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomim is now not necessarily in effect. Because now, you see, we had this problem before because by Me'ila, the guy didn't know what he was doing. So how's he supposed to say, well, you shouldn't have listened to me? What do you mean you shouldn't have listened to me? I had no idea. You gave me a coin. You said, buy a bottle of milk. So why shouldn't I listen to you? I figured you're a nice guy. I'll do you a favor. I'm going to the Makolet. I might as well buy a bottle of milk. But now it turns out that we don't need to come on to that svara for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Now we actually have a model. The question is whether that svara is still intact. And we'll talk. I'm not going to talk up to you tonight. I made a mistake talking too much Erev Yom Kippur, talking for the whole sugya, and we ended up not finishing because I talked so much. So Mitzvah Yom Kippur, I think we can cut it a little bit, and tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we'll do the talking. But anyway, I'm just pointing it out that now we have an actual pasuk. But the problem is that according to the Magen Yomar, who says Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim, we don't need that pasuk. Because remember the way Tosfos always understands, the Shnei Ketuvim Aboim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim not only is Ein Melamdim, but it's telling us actively, don't be Melamdim. Because I'm telling you, if I don't say so, then this limud doesn't apply. That's why I need to say it twice. You know that limud you thought you had a model for? It's no model, but it does apply here. Okay, so then it's basically telling you, if it doesn't say so, then this is not the din. So then, according to the Magen Yomar, how do they understand the repetition of Ha'ish Ha'hu two times to tell me Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? I already know Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira from the very fact that Me'ila and Tvichu Mechira had to be said. So how do they explain it? Ah, they learn that the pasuk means ha'ish ha'hu, means who the lo anus, and the other one means who the lo shogeg, and who the lo mut'eh. The person himself is the one that has to be involved. So if somebody fooled him into thinking that this is not hegdash and that he's not doing a shmutechot, then has no chiev whatsoever, and there's no korban on him either. So now, and the other Tana, how does he know that? He learns that from the extra hahu. Let's say hahu. Said ha'ish, ha'ishu, hahu, ve'idach, as we've seen many times, hu, hahu, lo darish. That does not talk to me. Okay, so now let's talk about another case, a very historical case. How about a case if somebody says to someone, actually, he may have to pay some money for this. It's getting more expensive to get people knocked off. But anyway, he takes out a contract. They never will be missed. They never will be missed. I have a little list. Yes. So he takes out a contract. And this guy knocks off somebody for him. So it says over there, the guy who does the murder, he's the one that's chayev. And the man who sent him is Potter. Where Shammai HaZokein says in the name of Chagai HaNavi, it says that the Shulchav is Chayav. Actually, there is a Shliach L'dvar over here. And the Raya is that the Navi comes and tells David HaMelech, you murdered with Otoharakta B'cherev B'nei Amon. So you killed Uriah HaChiti. You killed him with the swords of the enemy, obviously, by sending him out there to get knocked off. But you're responsible because you had him sent out there. So you see that if David HaMelech was held chayev, apparently taking out a contract, you are responsible for it, right? What's the svar of Shammai HaZokein? Obviously, he just said what the svar is, but that's a pasuk in Nach. We don't usually bring rayas from Nach. So where is the pasuk from the Torah? The reason is because Shammai HaZokein holds Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echad are melamdim, and therefore they use Me'ilah and Tvichu Mechira, that there is a halacha of Yeshliach L'dvar Avera, and they don't have the extra pasuk Hu Ha'hu, and therefore they need that pasuk Ha'ishahu to tell me that Aines and Mute is Potter. Or, it's another way of understanding Shammai HaZokein. Truth is, Ibai Sema Le'olim Dorish. And when he said that you are responsible, it's very important, Naftali, contracts may make you responsible. Don't take out any contracts this week, because if the halach is like Shammai HaZokein, it's a problem. So when he said it's a problem, he didn't mean that it's a big problem. He meant that you're chayev morally. He doesn't mean that Beis Din's going to act. He meant you're chayev b'dinei shamayim. Oh, come on. If he means you're chayev b'dinei shamayim, you're telling me that the Tana Kama says you're not even morally responsible? Wow, this is exciting. So you're not even morally responsible? That really is impossible, no? No, you're right. Dina Rabba v'dina zuta gibanah. The question is, according to Shammai HaZokein, you are chayev min ha-shamayim as if you actually murdered the guy. Masha Enken, according to the Tana Kama, you are chayev min ha-shamayim as a groma, but not as a murderer. That's the difference. Or, Yiboy Seima, you could say that maybe Shammai HaZokein says that this is a special case, because in fact he brings a raya from the pasuk to Goli Rachmana, Oto Harakta, Becherev B'nei Amon, and even though it's only a Gilui, but now he puts it in the same category as Me'ilah. Okay, and how does the Tana Kama understand the Oto Harakta Becherev B'nei Amon? He says that what the Navi is telling David HaMelech is, all these mamzerim that say you're a murderer, they're all crazy. The same way that just like you're not responsible for all the people that were killed by the Amon army, are you? Obviously not. So in the same way, Cherev b'nei Amon, einatane nashalav, af Uriah achiti, einatane nashalav. The whole point is that the Navi is being miramis to David HaMelech that he is not responsible for the death of Uriah. my time, huh? Why isn't he considered to have been Goyim at least the death of Uriah? Because Uriah deserved everything he got, man. He was a Murid b'Malchus. D'Kamarle, he said to David HaMelech, Va'adoni Yoav, V'chol Avdei Adoni, Al Pnei Hasadeh Chonim. Okay, so let's remember what this is. Now, the Gemara is a little bit, I think, the Gemara is a little bit misleading, I must tell you. I mean, Tosfos doesn't agree, but I think that the Gemara is a little bit misleading because Tosfos is bothered by the fact, why was he a Murid b'Malchus? Just because he said, Adoni Yoav. I mean, Yoav was in fact the general and was his master, and he had to give him respect. So Rashi says it's because you don't say in front of a king, Adoni Yoav. It's totally inappropriate. The king is, Yoav is an evet to the melech too. The Tosfos brings the shita of Rabbeinu Meir that the point is that he refused to do what David said. And some say, what did David say? David said, you go home. I want you to take it easy. Go relax, sleep with your wife. He wanted to get her when he knew she was pregnant. He wanted it to look like she got pregnant from Uriah. So he says to him specifically, I want you to sleep with your wife. Okay? And then he says, now, this, I mean, the way that, again, another pshat that does this brings us three pshatim, and I really believe all of them are wrong. The other pshat is that he was mocked him to say Adoni Yoav before he said HaMelech David. Now, I think that the Gemara is a bit misleading because the Gemara is taking the pasuk and totally in context. Listen to the pasuk, and you tell me that you wouldn't have immediately shot Uriah if you were working for David. Listen to this chutzpah. So David says to him, go home, sleep with your wife. So what does Uriah say to him? Vayomer Uriah el David. What? Haron, v'Yisrael, v'Yehuda, yoshvim basukot, v'Adoni Yoav, v'Avdei Adoni, al pnei asadeh chonim, v'ani avoy al biti, lechov v'lishtot v'lishkav im ishti, chayecha v'chei nafshecha im ha'aseh ta davar hazeh. You're the chutzpah? Forget about that. It's all together. He's swearing that, like hell, I'm going to do something like that. I got to be crazy. My master and all of his servants are out there in the field, and they're fighting, and I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife. No way. What bigger? Unbelievable. The whole thing shouts Merida. And in that context, saying Adoni Yoav, when you're refusing with such violence, making him sound like an idiot. It's horrible, the pasuk. Anyway, so I think it's pretty clear that this is not a far-fetched answer. Obviously, David wasn't chayav because he was dealing with an out-and-out Murid b'Malchus. Because of that, that's good for what the Navi was coming to say. You are not chayav. Omar Rav. Okay, so now the first way that we were learning is that Shammai Hazaken holds that Yeshliach Lidvar Avera, because he doesn't all the old shlakes from Kechon Malamdim, and he doesn't darshan Ahu Ahu, right? That's what you said. Now, Imtem Zeloma, if you want to say that in Shammai Hazaken, that shlakes from Abayim Kechon Malamdim, and Hu Ahu Lo Dorish, he would be made, even though he believes that we do say Yeshliach Lidvar Avera, that if you send somebody to rape this woman who's an Erev, or you send somebody to eat chalev, then for sure the person who does it is chayav. And who chayav v'sholchav patur, even if kol ha-terakula, we say yeshliach l'dvara. Why? Shelo matzino b'chol ha-terakula, ze nehneh v'ze mitchayev. It's ridiculous to say that one person has all the fun and somebody else is going to pay. So therefore, in a case where the shlichut involves an act that is pleasurable, there's no way to say yesh liach lidvar avera, even if you hold all over the Torah that it would apply. Itma. Now we raise another issue, completely different issue. Rav Amar, shliach na'aseh eid. Once we're talking already about the din of shlichut, And we're talking about where we say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto and where we don't say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto. How much Kamoto is the Shliach? Is the Shliach literally taking the place of the person? So let's say this had a legal implication, what the Shliach was doing. Can he not be a witness? Because now he is the Baal Dover. Obviously, the person can't be a witness for himself. So if you're going to say that the Shliach literally stands in place of the person who sent him, then he cannot testify. Or do we only say Shliach Kamotu in terms of his ability to act legally? But it's not as if he literally takes the place of the person. So what's the din? So Rav says, no, a Shliach, even though Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto, but he can still be a witness. Whereas the Vei Rebbe Shila Amre, no, ein Shliach Ma'asa Eid. Why is that? My time at the Vei Rebbe Shila. I mean, I want to just make sure. It's not because you said, be my Shliach, and if you wanted him to be the aid, you would have had to say, be my aid, right? I mean, that doesn't make much sense. Is it just because you didn't say it? See, the reason we're bringing this up is remember how important that was in Gittin. Well, you have to appoint the person. So because of that, we're afraid you're going to mix up the sugya in Gittin with here. So, I mean, it's not because of that, right? Because, I mean, if you think that that would be true, so tell me something. If a person gives kiddushin to a woman in front of two witnesses, and he didn't say to them, you are the aid, you're going to tell me it's not a kosher kiddushin? That's crazy. Why would it not be a kosher kiddushin? The only time that you have to say to someone, you are my witness, is where you are admitting owing money in front of them. So then we say, if you didn't say, I want you to be a witness, that people are liable to pretend that they owe money in order to get people to stop talking about how much money they have or to stop the Mishulachim from banging on the door. So they want him to overhear, hey, I owe $5 million because I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, so then the witnesses are going to come to court and they're going to say, he said he owes $5 million. No, if you want to actually be serious about a mimer like that, you have to appoint him as Aiden. But normally, people that see something, they are Aiden. So that can't be the explanation, Rip Shima. So what is the explanation, Rip Shima? The point is, it's an explanation that has to do with the nature of Shlichut. So Rav, he says Shliach Ma'aseh Eid, because he's saying, look, the fact that the Shliach was the one who actually made the transaction, and he's not you. I mean, let's not be ridiculous. He isn't you. So that's the best kind of aid. He's saying, I not only saw it, man, I was part of it. It all happened with, okay, so now Lumi Amel Milsi is making it even more powerful. So he's the best witness. Whereas the Vei Rebbe Shili Amre, no. Shliach Ma'aseh Eid, because look, we learned that Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto. Kamoto means literally Kamoto. He now becomes the actual individual who is the Baal Davar. So how can he be an aid to something that's about him? So therefore, he is so much like the guy that he actually is possible for Eidus. And you see how this ties into our exploration of the extent in which we say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto. Meitve. Problem is that Rav seems to be wrong. He's claiming Shliach Ma'aseh Eid, and here we have a brisa, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, that say the opposite of Rav. Amar l'shlosha. Guy says to three people, go out and be Mekadesh, a woman for me. This woman. One of those people can be a Shliach, and two of those people can be the witnesses to the Kiddush. Divrei Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says, no, no, no. Since they were all appointed to be Shluchim, and Shliach Ma'aseh Eid, so they cannot actually be made at all. Now look, the only machlokas of yours, whether if there were three people, whether you could separate out two people to be Aiden. But if there were two people, everybody agrees, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree, that one of them is not a witness. So you see that Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai both hold not like Rav, that Ein Shliach Ma'aseh Eid. How are you going to defend Rav with this? Hu D'omar Ki Haitanu. Rav obviously did not have this girsa of the machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Otherwise, it's ridiculous. What braisa does he have? The Tanya. Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omrim Shliach Ve'ed Echad. Beit Shammai says you can make the Kiddushin with the Shliach and one other aid, and then you've got two witnesses, because the Shliach is an aid and the aid is an aid. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, you need a Shliach and Shnei Eidim. So at least we have one Shita like Rav. What? Get out of here. You're making Rav come out like Beit Shammai? That's ridiculous. How's that going to help you? Rav would never pass come out Beit Shammai. So this is not a solution. Well, it's got to be the Brice of Rabbi Nassan plus a flip. Rav must have said, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. And the very Reb Shila was saying, Shliach Nasa Eid. And therefore, Rav is going like Beit Hillel. The halacha lemaisa is Shliach is Nasa Eid. So now, once that's true, Omar Rav, Omar Reb Nachman, if you tell two people, go out and give Kiddushin to a woman for me, so then those two people are both the Shluchim and the Eidim, because now we paskin Shliach Nasa Eid. And the same exact thing is true if you send two people with a get to give it to his wife, divorce his wife, they can also be Eidus about giving the get. V'chein begerushin. Yeah, the cases where we had, Tosfos goes through why the cases in Gittin are slightly different, and therefore we make it necessary for him to define his eidim. And not only that, v'chein bedinei mamonos. If you're sending money, let's say you owe somebody money, you send the money with two shluchim to deliver the money to the guy who lent you money. They can be witnesses also to the fact that the money was repaid. And Rav Nachman had to say all three cases, Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Dinei Mamonos. Why? Because Yashminun b'Kiddushin, I would say, look, we have no reason to suspect these Eidim. And they're going to say, we were Mekadosh the Isha, because the being Mekadosh the Isha makes the woman usher on the Shluchim. So even if they had some vested interest, what would their vested interest be? That they'd like to marry this woman. Well, then they're acting against their best interest. So we have no reason to suspect them. But that's because the Lemesra causing. But where you're bringing testimony that you delivered a get, then we have to maybe suspect the witnesses that they're lying, because they want to claim that they were shluchim to deliver a get in order that they can now go and they can take this woman. You know, maybe they know, maybe they've been having an affair with this woman, and now they know, now she ends up being divorced. Now they can go openly and marry her. Savu gerishin, nechushem einav natanba. Maybe they want to marry her. And if I would have known gerishin, I would have said, okay, look, even if it's a vested interest, this woman ain't going to marry both shluchim, right? So, I mean, she can only marry one of them. And therefore, why would the other one have gone along with it? So we don't have to suspect the case where there's two shluchim as witnesses, but when it comes to money, aha. So then they might say, yes, we gave that money. It was $1 million in cash. We took the suitcase. We took the money. We gave it to the Malvi. He's all paid up. Yeah, right. Maybe he's all paid up in the shluchim's own bank account. I mean, it would be very beneficial for them to make a deal that they split the money and then they testify that the money was paid. So over there, we shouldn't actually allow that. So emahani miflag plige. Therefore, we need all of these cases. But I don't understand. So why do we believe that? Something's funny over here. So Micah Sofer, what does Reb Nachman hold that allows him to say that they could actually be believed, even though they certainly have a vested interest, don't they? Well, Micah Sofer, there's two different, very important Piskei Halachas that are nogea here. If this person lent money, so this $5 million in the suitcase was originally lent with witnesses. Now, there's a machlokas about whether if somebody lends you money with witnesses, whether you must repay that money with witnesses, or else that person can always claim you never repaid him. He says, listen, I gave it to you with witnesses. Obviously, I want this entire thing to be perfectly above board and legal. If you want to just give it to me on the side, I mean, and you're going to claim you gave it to me, I'm not going to believe your claim, and I'm still going to sue you. So if he holds a mavachaver beidim tzarech lefar o beidim, so then hanenogin beidut minu. Now, in this event, we're assuming that if the original guy gave the money with a witness and he now needs to be repaid with a witness, that the same thing would be true about these shluchim. If they were given the $5 million to pay back with a witness, so then they would only be believed, even though it seems to be saying with a witness, as Tosis points out, the truth is they would only be believed by making a shvua. And any time you believe someone only because he makes a shvua, as Tosis explains, he cannot be believed as a witness. Okay, so therefore, let's try to figure out what it is that Reb Nachman holds. So if Reb Nachman held that the din is that if someone lends money with witnesses, that it has to be paid back with witnesses. So in that would mean that in this case, obviously, they have to say that they paid that $5 million. Because if they don't, then the person who gave the money, the one who borrowed the money, he gave the money to them, then he is going to say, well, I gave you the money with witnesses, now you'll have to swear or give it back with witnesses. So they have to claim that they gave the money, so therefore they're obviously no gebe edus. Now, if he holds that you don't have to pay back with witnesses, so then why do I need the edus? So Mamanavshach, something doesn't make sense over here. Because Lechora, however you understand it, Reb Nachman makes no sense. Either he's wrong, because there are no gimbe edus, or it's a meaningless statement, because we don't need witnesses. So why is he saying v'chein? Ella, the only way to understand it is that Reb Nachman holds that hamal vet chavero be'edim ain sarich leforo be'edim. So why does he consider them not to be nogea be'edus? Mikud yochol meimar hadrina lelove yocholin lemeimar parane lemalve. They don't have to say that they gave the malve, the money, in order not to be chayev, because they could also say, we returned the money from you. Because now you're saying that even if it was given to them with witnesses, they don't have to make it clear that there were witnesses when they gave it back. And therefore, since they have that migo, they're no longer no gea be'edus, they can say, pareinu l'malve. However, all of this discussion is moot. Why? Because there is nowadays a new takana, which is called, as Gavi will write down, a shvuas hesed. A shvuas hesed is a shvua derabanan, where anybody who is in a position that he could have taken money and there would be no need for him to bring witnesses, then the rabanan were mechayev him to take a shvua derabanan that he did not take that money. So therefore, in this case, even if you would hold that Amal v'chavero be'edim, ein tzarech leforo be'edim, then the shluchim are not going to be kosher because they're no gea be'edus, because they want to avoid making a shvua. So you'll say, why do they want to avoid making a shvua? They're ganovim. You're saying that they would be stealing the $5 million, but like the such tzaddikim, they would want to avoid. Yes, because even a person who's choshed al ag momain is not choshed to make a shvua sheker. And therefore, what would be the din? Since if the malva says, I never got any money from them, so then the din is the same thing that applies to a case of a storekeeper who's got a credit bill, and you send somebody to pay that bill. And the guy says, I paid it. And the storekeeper says, I never got any payment on this credit bill. So the halacha is, same as here. The Aiden have to swear that they gave it to the Malva. The Malva has to swear that he never got it. because the Shvua, remember, is irrelevant to the Malva. The Malva said, who are these guys? Why would I accept their Shvua? You're the idiot who gave them money. Let them swear to you. It had nothing to do with me. So you trusted them. Very good. So let them swear to you that they gave me the money. That doesn't mean I got the money. I still am going to come after you. So what happens is that Enochinami, the person who paid the money, has to repay the money to the Chanvani, and therefore he pays that money, and now the money is actually going to go to two different people, so that the Malva, or the storekeeper, is going to get his money anyway from the original borrower, and now these guys get away with murder, basically. Okay. The next thing that we came up with was Aish Mikadesh et Bito. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said that we had a third thing. You can be Mekadesh, a wife with a Shliach, Ba'u B'Shlucha. Your woman can be Mekabel the Kedushin, Ba'u B'Shlucha. And the last thing was, a man can be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter, also Ba'u B'Shlucha. Now, back in Masechet Gittin, Na'ara HaMu'urasa, so we had the Mishnah that said that he ve'avia mekablim et gita, either she or her father can take the get if she gets divorced, because since she is a nara, so she already has a yad of her own, and if she has a yad of her own, so she can actually be mekabel this get herself too. However, since the Torah actually gave the kayach to a father to be Mekabel Kedushin as part of the and Gittin, as we'll see. So therefore, basically, either he or her father can be Mekabel at the get. Obviously, this is talking about a case where she was only Arusa, because once she got married, there is no father. The father ceases to have a legal presence the moment that she gets married. So that's why it says, Dafka Nara Hamurasa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, Ein shtei yadayim zeiches ke'echad. There's never a case where two people, ba'alei de'a, can have the same rights. The father, and only the father, is mekabel et gita. Furthermore, it's not only a question of getting the get, it's also a question that involves the woman. Namely, if she cannot be sent away, then she cannot be megureshet. It's the way Rashi learns. Not everybody agrees. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So let's say that she has no idea what's going on. She doesn't understand that this piece of paper means she can't come back to her bedroom. So she keeps coming back. If she keeps coming back, then there's no vishil chomei beito. But you say, but her father accepted the get. Well, but it's not a get because she's not divorceable. You can't get rid of her. So in that case, if she's not old enough to understand what's going on, so essentially she's the same as a shota. And a shota, you can't give a get to because of the diak, remember, of the vishilcha mi beto. Remember that we had two psukim vishilcha. One of them was coming to tell us this halacha. She has to be able to be sent away. The other one was that she can make a shliach, and he can make a shliach, and the vav to tell me a shliach can make a shliach. Remember, all of this is just from the past couple of days. Okay. So, Omar Rish Lakish, ki machloket l'gerushin, kach machloket l'kidushin. Same way we have a machlokas, where Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no, only daddy is in charge. It's exactly the same when it comes to kidushin. And he was talking about gerushin, but it says in the pasuk to the same dinner. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not the same. The machlokas is only by gerushin. But when it comes to kidushin, everyone agrees, only daddy can accept kidushin, and she cannot. Now, tomorrow, we're going to try to figure out why Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Kedushin is different than Gerushin, even though we said that the Torah compares Kedushin and Gerushin. So we'll leave you at the edge of your seat, although I have a slight suspicion that you might maybe not tonight be on the edge of your seat, maybe on the edge of the refrigerator. I don't know. Anyway, relax. Lech echo besimcha pachmecha. V'shtei b'leiv tov et yinecha, ki kvar ratza Elohim et ma'asecha. We'll see you Bezrat Hashem Yisbarach tomorrow morning. Looking forward to seeing you guys again.